The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on El Flow.
Pedro Rosselló quiere hacer algo ahora. Pedro Rosselló, mano dura contra el crimen.
Entraban marchando, bang, marched in.
Bang, 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 bang.
Y todos tienen rifle y todo.
And everyone has a rifle, and everyone is dressed as if they're going to war.
Yo asignaba agentes encubiertos a nivel semanal.
I assigned undercover agents weekly to intervene. And when I intervened, they were toast.
Pues, mijo, a todos lados, todos los disqueros.
Oh, man, they were everywhere. They hit every record store, every record label.
Hasta a mí me estaban buscando.
They were even looking for me.
El gobierno perdió el caso porque no pudo demostrar.
The government lost the case because it couldn't prove what they were alleging.
Ahora mismo el reggaetón es en la industria de la música.
Right now, reggaetón in the music industry is the movement that is sustaining the record labels.
¿Y de dónde vino? Del underground.
And where did it come from? From underground. From Puerto Rico to the world.
By the end of the 1990s, the underground movement prevailed in court against the Puerto Rican government's attempts at censorship. With the legal precedent on their side, the movement was ready to evolve and explode musically. One of the people who helped the artists of the so-called underground become household names on the island was Héctor El Flaco Figueroa.
Flaco Figueroa era la persona que grabó.
El Flaco Figueroa was the person who directed the music videos for the entire underground genre. I'm talking about everybody. DJ Chiclin, DJ Stefano, DJ Joe.
This is DJ Playero.
Me grabó videos a mí, grabó DJ Negro, grabó...
He produced videos for me. He produced for DJ Negro. He produced videos for practically everyone. He is part of the growth of the underground genre that today is called reggaeton.
Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Wisin y Yandel, they all worked with El Flaco. He produced so many music videos that when El Flaco retired, after 10 frenetic years, he says he had more than 4,000 music videos in his library. Imagine that, 4,000 music videos, including the masters and all the cutouts, a treasure chest, perhaps the crown jewel in the history of the movement. But El Flaco Figueroa and his treasure trove would also go down as part of one of the most infamous scandals in reggaeton history. It was early one morning in 2002 that the gravity of the situation dawned on Héctor when he got a call from his mom.
Mira, pero viste el periódico. Prende las noticias.
Did you see the newspapers? Turn on the news. I was like, what happened? When I opened the window, I had 20,000 federal officers outside, in their cars, waiting for the warrant to search my house.
This is El Flow, a journey to the roots of reggaeton. My name is Lilia Luciano, a CBS News correspondent born and raised in Puerto Rico, the cradle of reggaeton. You're listening to episode 14, El Sandungueo. Before diving into the controversy surrounding El Flaco Figueroa, we should probably give you some context.
Yo comencé en televisión a los 16 años.
I started in television when I was 16, installing TV antennas and setting up TV stations with engineers in Puerto Rico. First, I worked for the Christian channels, later with the regular channels.
Over the course of a couple of years, El Flaco bought his own gear and offered his services to the TV stations where he worked. He had a reputation of being a young man capable of solving anything. During one of these shoots, the owner of a television station approached him and invited him to spend a day roaming the halls.
Al otro día me aparezco en el canal. Lo primero que me dice es...
The next day, I show up at the station. The first thing he tells me is, walk around, meet the people, and stay until the end of the day. I'll pay you, and you can give me your opinion. I did that and met the people who worked there. They started talking to me and telling me how the channel was run. But they told me the negative things, the crazy things that they did at the end of the day. I told the guy, look, these people are stealing your money. I would fire them all, and I would start from scratch.
The businessman named Pichi Roman took note and asked El Flaco to meet him again at the station. This time, Héctor could not believe what he saw.
Cuando paso, yo veo que está el canal vacío, completamente vacío.
When I stop by, I see the station is empty, completely empty. He fired everybody. In the back of my mind, I'm saying, what's wrong with this guy? He's crazy. The guy actually listened to me, a kid he just met. And he sits down with me and says, look, I want to do something like Howard Stern, like radio on television. You know, funny, but I want to make it about music.
At that time, there weren't any music channels in the island. MTV was in English and focused on the Anglo market. So, El Flaco and Roman developed a new show and put out a casting call.
La cuestión es que se aparecen más de 3,000 personas al casting, ¿entienden? Esa
More than 3,000 people show up for the audition. It was a horrible week. On top of it all, it was December, and the last day of the auditions was December 24th. I got there early in the morning. I'm tired because the owner continues to reject everybody. More than 1,200 people have auditioned. Radio hosts, professionals, artists that I myself admired. And the guy's like, nope.
A desperate actor watched a couple of Howard Stern shows and walked on set to record a demo for the people who were auditioning.
Tres, dos, uno, vamos.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, mi gente, this is Flaco Figueroa. Welcome to your new channel, 18, located right here in Carolina. I start talking all sorts of nonsense, just making stuff up and saying, you know, whatever came to mind. We're here live, so people call us at 752-1800. I still remember that number. Ask for your favorite video, and I'll play it for you.
After recording, El Flaco realized there was one of those consoles that let you take phone calls from the public and play them live on the air. About 20 phone lines in all.
El cuadro se llena. Se prenden todas las luces. Y yo estoy vacilando así.
The box fills up. All the lights go on. And I'm goofing around thinking it's these kids outside trying to prank call us. And I press one of the buttons. Who's this? And this little kid starts screaming, Mommy, Mommy, it's me, look. All excited. I'm like, hello to all of you jokesters. And I hung up on him. Another caller says, hey, you don't even know how to talk. Get out of there. I'm like, you're a beep. You understand? And I hang up on him. But when I say you're a beep, the owner of the channel comes out and says, no, don't say that. You're live. I froze up. What do you mean I'm live? I've never been in front of the camera. I've always been behind the camera. I don't even know how to talk right. I get up saying, no, no, no. And the guy's like, go on, go on, go on. Take the calls, take the calls.
The calls didn't stop. It was 1989 and people were celebrating Christmas Eve with El Flaco's show.
Me acuerdo que eso fue como a las 8 de la mañana.
I remember it was like 8 in the morning. I was like non-stop until noon. And that's how the first music video show in Puerto Rico began. It was called Your Favorite Videos.
From the moment it premiered, the show enjoyed surprising popularity. El Flaco went from the Howard Stern format to feeding the audience music videos for 9 hours a day.
Lo más que pedía la gente era, pues, por supuesto, lo que ya estábamos pasando, que era MC Hammer.
What people asked for the most was MC Hammer, Run DMC, rock in English, like Kiss, like Def Leppard, Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, and Michael Jackson.
People also asked for music videos in Spanish, Menudo, Chayanne, Ricky Martin. But the selection was smaller, and the labels didn't promote them as much. The real boom happened when the show became the stage for underground artists, who at that time were practically unknown to Figueroa and to much of Puerto Rico.
Nadie los tocaba, nadie los promocionaba.
Nobody touched them. Nobody promoted them. It was a thing for kids in school. It was a genre for kids from the public housing neighborhoods.
Until one day in the early 90s,
The group known as Latin Empire made an appearance in the studio to premiere a music video on the show.
Pues vienen esos muchachos con ese video que era como rap.
Those guys came with a video that was like rap, but sung in Spanish with a mixture of English. The point is, the people went crazy over the video. It was called Así es la vida.
Así es la vida. New York style.
Yo me doy cuenta de que esto es un género y algo que tiene power.
I realized that this is a movement, that it has power, but it's kind of like band. And I said, we're going to do this every Friday, and we're going to call it Rap Fridays.
El Flaco lo conocimos por ese programa.
We got to know El Flaco on that show, the Friday Rap Show.
This is DJ Adam.
Pues la cosa es, nos ayudó mucho.
The thing is that he helped us a lot because he had a program on a television channel that nobody watched, and because of him, young people start tuning in. Because everyone was watching the Friday Rap Show.
Por ahí era que se empezaban a escuchar.
That's where underground started to get out. It got heard on that show.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Rap Fridays gave the movement a face just as it was starting to take shape. All the young artists who wanted to make a name for themselves went to the show, first as part of the audience, then as performers.
Por allí, yo me entero después por las historias de ellos mismos.
I find out later, hearing the stories from them, that Teo Calderon was on the show. That's where he first appeared on television. It's where Daddy Yankee and Nicky Jam, all these artists, got their first shot.
Those performances made the possibility of filming music videos a reality, something that was almost unthinkable before.
Yo quiero dejarles saber bien claro que todo esto que nosotros comenzamos desde los 90.
I want to make it very clear that everything we started back in the 90s, we did it without money. We didn't have money. It was all heart, hunger, and the will to make this happen.
Here's DJ Playero.
Pero nadie creía en nosotros. No creían en el género, no creían en esto.
But nobody believed in us. They didn't believe in the genre. They say, ah, this is temporary, this fat will pass. Because, you know, they didn't play it on the radio, and there were no music videos.
El Flaco Figueroa got to work producing the videos. He urgently needed content for the show, and what people wanted was perreo.
Yo voy a hablar claro, yo veía los videos de americanos de rap.
Hey, I'll be straight with you. I watched American rap videos and more or less imitated that. The cars, the locations, the graffiti in the hood, the shots in front of the stairs. It was an imitation.
At the beginning, during the era of maleanteo and tiraera, The Puerto Rican imitations of American gangster rap videos were pretty authentic. Producing the videos was no cakewalk. There were real gangsters, real dealers, fugitives wanted by the police, and lots of guns. Figueroa produced the music videos as a side job to earn a few extra bucks. But in most cases, he wasn't even getting paid. At least, not in cash.
Había videos que yo les hacía de gratis.
There were videos that I made for free. They would say, Flaco, I don't have any money. I'd say, okay, sing up my niece's quinceanero. Once, I had a bunch of rappers perform at my baby girl's kindergarten graduation to pay for a music video.
Without any money, El Flaco didn't have any lights or any fancy equipment, only the cameras from the station.
When we went to film, we realized, wait, how are we going to play the music? We had to go to Kmart to buy a boombox to play the tapes. We would record and run back to the station, a photo finish. I had my editor edit while the program was on the air, and when it was ready, I would say, I have a premiere, and we would play the video.
Él, para mi entender, él.
He understood. He saw where we were going and that he too was going to. As we say here in the island, to guisar, to feast, that he was going to be able to work a lot with all of us. And that's what happened.
What happened was that after the Mano Dura fiasco, there was a push to produce less offensive songs. El Maleanteo was a hit, but it had a natural ceiling. The general public didn't connect with the message, let alone an international audience. So what theme had universal appeal? Love? Sex? You know how it is.
Ahí es que empieza como quien dice la famosa época del perreo.
That's when the famous perreo began. The music started to get more sexual, you know, less street, more danceable, more clubby. They were literally singing,
Hagamos el amor con la ropa, na, 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 na.
At the end of the 90s, the danceable sandungueo style taking hold was led by producers like DJ Blas and DJ Nelson, and singers like Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, and Wisin y Yandel. Héctor produced everyone's videos.
A mí no me machaba. Algo sexy con...
I didn't think something sexy matched well with the streets or the project. Those beats, that reggaeton, it didn't vibe with the street. It vibed with dancing.
Héctor knew what he needed, but as always, he had to get creative to solve a few issues.
The only place I could find girls was at the strip clubs. Literally, I sometimes had to wait until 5 or 6 in the morning outside the strip club for the girls to finish dancing and take them in the car to shoot the videos. Or, when the strip club closed, sometimes we recorded the video right there. And in the Caseria housing projects, it was the same. Who wants to dance in a music video? She's the craziest? Okay, let's go, let's go. It was like that.
The music video business started to grow in tandem with the music and the movement. Héctor made so many videos that he ended up leaving the show and dedicated himself fully to his productions. But the music was again raising concerns, and El Flaco's videos, with their explicit sexual images, became the focus of attention.
Mira, yo te puedo decir de varios videos que escandalizaron.
There were several videos that scandalized some people. Daddy Yankee's song, Latigazo.
Dale un latigazo. Ella estaba buscando un fuetazo, etc. Cuando hicimos el video de, yo hice el video de Nicky Jam.
When we made the video for Nicky Jam and Daddy Yankee's song.
Yo quiero la combi completa, que, etc.
And that's how we got to that early morning in 2002, when suddenly Héctor Figueroa's life would take an unexpected and radical turn.
Yo estoy durmiendo en casa, me levanto, tengo 20,000 llamadas perdidas.
I'm sleeping at home. I get up. I have like 20,000 missed calls. I pick up the phone. I call my mom first. She's like, where are you? They're looking for you. They're saying you're a pornographer who's using minors for videos. You're on all the front pages of the newspapers, that you're going to be arrested.
Panicking, El Flaco received other calls from artists and acquaintances from the streets. They were all concerned and had the same message. Delete everything. El Flaco looked at his video library, and what he saw was a mountain of criminal evidence. Gang members, traffickers, weapons, strippers doing who knows what, dancers from who knows where, many people that he knew personally and that he wanted to protect.
Yo tengo miles de tapes ahí.
I had thousands of tapes. The only thing I could do was start throwing them into the pool of the house. Wah! In the water. Wah! In the water. Wah! In the water. That's where I think the history of the genre was lost.
On the next episode of El Flow, At Home with Residente. El Flow is a production of XL Content Studio in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. The show is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano, and was created and produced by Vitenis DiGiulis. Production and sound design by Dixo. Additional production by David Quiñones, Mirna Couto, Hermes Ayala, and Natalia Merced. Story editing by Nuria Net. Original music by Truco. Production supervision by Álvaro Céspedes. Executive producers for XL Content Studio are Nando Vila, Isaac Lee, and Alejandro Uribe. Executive producers for iHeartMedia are Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.